With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Traditional snail mail is slower and more expensive, so email has become the norm for many forms of communications. With that in mind, Pear Bureau Northwest is reaching out to the 60% or so of the 820 pear growers in Washington and Oregon they don't have email addresses for.
Yeah, absolutely. As the crop has been difficult in the last years, we know that growers really want to know how we, as the Pear Bureau, are spending their money.
The Pear Bureau's Kathy Stevenson says it's an effective way to keep everyone in the loop.
The best way for us to reach them and share the programs and the progress that we're making, if they have questions, if they want to follow along with the activities we have, is for them to get our...
And Stevenson says this is timely, important information.
We do a fresh news, mostly once a week through the season, and then it kind of gets a little sporadic. But it's a great way for them to see what's coming from the Pear Bureau, whether that's retail promotions, international activities, maybe it's marketing communications and some new campaigns that we're working on. But we usually have a couple stories each week.
But Stevenson says it's also more than just weekly.
In addition, we'll send out a update on international activities and the reports that come. And on a quarterly basis, we'll send out a full outreach to growers.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Pear Bureau's Grower Email Update. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.